In this post, I discuss the rock, pebble, sand experiment, which many of you may well be familiar with, and my own macaroni metaphors interpretation. I was preparing a post on goals and how I find it useful to divide goals into two groups, lifestyle goals and achievement goals, where the latter are the usual stuff of coaching, the client wishing to achieve something specific within a given time frame. Quite recently, though, I was working with a client who kept finding that incidents, obstacles and so on would pop up at random and throw her off course for a while. So I asked her to consider these incidents as big rocks in her path. She instantly took this metaphor and ran with it in a different way to what I had been thinking when I asked her about it. Her version, and coaching is all about the client, so it matters not that she used the metaphor to suit herself, worked so well, and I found it also echoed well with my draft post on goals, and so I decided to explore this metaphor further. In the first half of the post, I review the rocks, pebbles, sand model, and in the second half, my own macaroni experiment. Rock, pebble, sand. The basic visual or kinesthetic reference is often referred to as rocks, pebbles, sand. A few months ago, I actually saw it demonstrated and it was very powerful. If you take a large vase, some salt, some marbles and tennis balls and fill it by first putting in the salt, then the marbles and finally the tennis balls, you can get a certain number of tennis balls into the vase before it is full, 8, say. Now, if you first fill the vase with the tennis balls, fitting say 12 or so in there, then pour in the marbles slide down and fit in the gaps between the tennis balls. You can then pour in all the salt, which slides right in between all the remaining gaps. So by starting with the tennis balls first, you can get more of those in and still have the same quantity of marbles and salt. Some people further add water or beer to show you can fit even more in, or, no matter how full your life, there's always room for a couple of beers. There are two usual ways of using this metaphor: as a means of prioritising activities in time management, and as a way of reducing overwhelm. First, the prioritising view. Fit your big rocks in first, your most important activities, what's important in your life, family, career, or attaining your dreams. Second, fit in your pebbles, your routine activities that keep things ticking over and moving along. Shopping, cleaning, bathing, piano practice, exercise or beauty regime. And C, the small stuff, email, phone calls, texts, people who randomly drop by your desk or your home, myriads of tiny 1 to 2 minute jobs. The other interpretation is to do with reducing overwhelm. Random big rocks appear as obstacles in your path. Some are predictable, others are not. Build up strategies for dealing with them when they do appear. E.g., figure out how you will deal with a wedding buffet when you're on a diet before you get there. Regular pebbles keep the path clear and firm. In railway terms, they're like the ballast, reducing the pressure on the ground from the very heavy locos by spreading the load and by keeping the sleepers on which the tracks lie in place. Examples could be regular routines for housework, bill paying, errands and so forth. And lastly, the sand. This has a couple of interpretations. The first, its firm, compacted sand is often used as a bedding for marking out and laying paths, train tracks and so on. Perhaps tiny little actions that smooth life, or a just do it or put it back when you finished approach. Or secondly, as anyone knows after a day at the beach, sand gets everywhere, in all your clothes, shoes, somehow in between your sheets, irritating and persistent, life's little interruptions. Recognise and develop strategies for dealing with them. Now we run with the macaroni experiment. This was one of the most fun things I've ever done, I have to tell you, sad or what. So where does the macaroni come in? As a scientist, I'm drawn to experiment with things, tweak this or that and see what happens. I decided to carry out the rock, pebble, sand experiment for myself to see if I could generate any further insights from it. However, for the sake of convenience, I chose to use macaronis and salt. I had some small circular macaronis and some big tubular ones with pointed ends. I decided that I must fit in 10 teaspoonfuls of salt and 100 small macaronis and see how many big macaronis I could get in. In the photograph, I show on the left the jar with 10 teaspoons of salt, 100 small macaronis and 30 big macaronis. On the right, the same amount of salt and small macaronis and 43 big macaronis. Here's where it got fun and generated lots of metaphors. I then decided to see if I could get more macaronis in the jar with the same quantity of salt and small macaronis. I banned myself from cheats such as putting the macaroni anywhere and saying who says the jar has to be just this big and the macaroni has to be in it, or pulverising the lot to a fine powder. As a metaphor generator, I assumed that certain tasks, etc., had given urgency or time to do. I had noted that lining the macaronis up may lead to greater success. Some 2 hours later, after many false starts and much experimenting and attempting to get macaronis to line up, I remembered I had some thin bamboo skewers in the cupboard. I then decided that I was going to get 60 macaronis in that jar, come what may. Further experimentation followed, until I finally put 15 skewers in the jar with 4 big macaronis on each, then inserted more skewers with small macaronis wiggling deep inside the jar with a spare skewer, and lastly, manually pushing in the small macaronis. And ta-da! The picture shows, on the left, 60 big macaronis, 100 small macaronis and 10 teaspoons of salt, and about 20 or so bamboo skewers. The jar on the left contains the original setup with just 30 big macaronis. In the photo below, I showed the jar with the skewers removed. So they poked above the jar a little bit, but not too much. So by aligning the macaronis along the bamboo skewers, I was able to double the number of big macaronis while keeping the quantity of small macaronis and salt the same. Insights and metaphors from the macaroni experiment. 1. Macaronis are hollow. There is space within your projects. 2. The skewers threaded through the macaroni help significantly in providing alignment along different threads. Perhaps the skewers can be likened to your values and beliefs. Keep your projects, routines, habits, lifestyle, achievements aligned with your foundation values. That way you can get more in. 3. It took many false starts, repeated attempts, some wiggling and prodding, and quite a bit of mess to get the jar so full. Don't be afraid to examine your ideas along the way and check you're still going in the right direction, or even change direction along the way. 4. Pulverising the lot into a fine powder. I didn't do this, but is potentially analogous to the Fly Lady's You Can Do Anything in 15 Minutes mantra, or the Getting Things Done model, where you break things down into tiny chunks or next steps. Questions to ask yourself from the macaroni metaphors. 1. What are your bamboo skewers, your guiding principles, values, beliefs? 2. What do you want in regard to these principles? And 3. How can you develop or experience these principles through your life? Big macaronis. What are your most important goals, targets, dreams, plans? How do they align to the principles? Small macaronis. What daily habits, routines, processes align to your principles? For each of your big macaronis, are there regular habits or routines that can help you achieve them? Salt. What small, random events pepper your day? Do you check your email every single time one arrives? Do you always answer the phone, even if you're talking with a colleague or friend? Do you allow constant interruptions from colleagues, neighbours, family, pets? These sources of interruptions, though, are important in building relationships with others. How can you turn this irritating salt into useful and foundational salt? How big is your salt? What is the smallest quantity of time you are willing to schedule? 5 minutes? 10 minutes? An hour? Think about the different things you need to do, your attention span, things you can perhaps do while waiting for other things to happen with your big macaronis. Notice, macaronis are hollow. Some of the salt gets right in there. Well, I definitely had a great deal of fun exploring this metaphor, and it's definitely given me food for thought, particularly in how to identify my guiding principles in life. I hope you find it useful too. If you know of any great tools for uncovering your values and beliefs, add them below in the comments. Or if you find this metaphor useful or have any of your other own insights to add, please do.